All right, you lot, lining up. We've come for our census and make sure that you're not skipping tiers. Okay, hands up, all those in tier four. Let's have your names down here. You were born in Bethlehem? No, but you've got relatives here. Fantastic. It's good. Yes, excellent. Well, while I'm doing my list, has anybody seen any wise men? I'm on the hunt for the wise men, those little scoundrels. They said to Herod that they'd come back and they'd tell him where the baby was born. Do you think they came back? No, they didn't. Do you know why they didn't? Because I bet it was one of you that told them. Who was it? Come on, who was it? Herod's told me my job now is to go around and find babies. Anybody under 2 years of age? I can't see any here. My job is to go thwack, 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 thwack. Well, I don't want to do that. That's horrible. But do you know what? It's because Herod was so mad when he heard another king was to be born in Bethlehem. You should have seen him. Steam was coming out of his ears. His hair was on its end. King! He said, King! With a really high voice, just like that. He couldn't believe it. A king was to be born. It was then that he called his wise men over, or at least his chief priests and those that knew the law. They said, oh yes, sir, it's written in this book, this old book. And they read it out. They said, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd his people, Israel. Well, Herod was fuming. He's supposed to be the king. He's supposed to be the Lord. Well, this baby is in trouble. If I find the baby, I suggest we hide the baby and keep it safe. Now, have you ever wondered why those wise men were looking for the star and looking for the baby? You see, it fascinated me because they had everything. I heard that they were rich and wealthy. They had land and they owned so much. So why were they then following this star? Were they astrologers or astronomers? Well, do you know what? They might have gazed at the star, but it wasn't the star that they were really after, were they? It was the baby that they were looking for. Those magi realized that the baby that was to be born was special. I guess most of us spend our life looking for stuff, don't we? Well, it's not just stuff that we've lost in our house and our home, but we look for security. We look for friendship and belonging. We look for a place where we can be loved. What are you looking for at this moment? And what are you going to be looking for in 2021? Sure, many of us will be looking for a bit of freedom. But what are you really looking for? What are you investing your time, your energy, your effort in? For those wise men dropped the wealth and luxury of their home to travel miles and miles and miles and miles just to see this baby, that they may worship the king. We live in little old Crowborough. What would you drop and travel miles and miles and miles and miles for in order to worship? Would it be the child, that Christ child, born King of the Jews? Have you thought about it as well? This idea of worship is strange, isn't it? What is worship? Well, I guess it's a bit like, well, it's where we look to things that give us strength and comfort. It's where we look to things that we love and long for. It's where we give them priority in our lives. What are you giving priority in your life? What are you worshipping? What's high on your list of things to do? Well, I wonder whether that baby Jesus is high on your list of things to worship. What would it look like if you worshipped Jesus as the wise men did that very first Christmas? Do you know there was a guy called John Calvin who talked about all of us longing to worship? We're all made to worship. And idolatry is where we worship the things, the gifts, in the place of the giver themselves. It's how we worship, not God, but what God has made. Have you done that this Christmas? Have you spent all your time thinking about the things that God has made and given you, rather than thinking about the God who made you and loves you and longs to be with you? Well, our nature is to worship, to work, and we need to think about what we're searching for. Who has been the one who was born to be king of the Jews? Now notice, those wise men weren't Jews. They came from foreign land. Who knows? They might have come from Babylon. They might have been taught by Daniel's descendants. Who knows? But they knew that this was a king for them. A king that was to last forever. His kingdom will reign forever and ever. Again, John Calvin said, "Men will never worship God with a sincere heart or be roused to fear and obey him with sufficient zeal until they properly understand how much they are indebted to his mercy." You see, when I met those wise men, they explained to me this. How many of you have got cardboard boxes? Come on, you must have at least 100, probably all ready to be recycled. Well, when you get home, try this. Can you make a long cardboard snake? And then can you think about the Christmas story and how this snake could tell the story? This is what I was told. Once upon a time, there was God. He was three in one. And he made all things. But things went wrong, so he had a plan. His plan was this. He was to come down to earth. Come down and give the earth the greatest news that they ever had. In order that everybody knew about it, he sent angels to tell them this good news. And who did he tell the good news? It was to Mary. And what was the good news? Mary, you're going to have a... Oh, come on. We've had Christmas already. This is like revision. Okay, we've done all this lot before. We've told the story. You're going to have a... You're allowed to talk, aren't you? Yes. Going to have a baby and born in a manger. And so that everybody knows about it, I'm going to put in the sky a... star up high so that you won't miss a thing. Even the wisest of men will go because they want to go to worship the King. So as we grasp the great news of Christmas, as we grasp how much God loves us, even the wise men's gifts. Do you remember the gifts? Gold, frankincense and myrrh. Gold because he was going to be a king, ruling and reigning in heaven. And yet he came down to earth. Frankincense, incense, a beautiful smell, priestly. It was used to, as the incense rose to the heavens, it was a reminder that our prayers needed to go to God. So frankincense is a reminder of the priestly position that people had in the Old Testament and that Jesus was going to fulfill completely, pointing us to a restored communication with God. And lastly, frankincense, gold, and myrrh. And you know what myrrh was? It was for dead people. It was. So dead people, when they start smelling a little bit, okay, you put some myrrh on them. Well, this is a reminder that that child had come to die. He'd come to die to say, "I love you this much." That's the good news of that baby born the very first Christmas. So let me ask you one of two things. Who are you most like? Are you most like Herod, who, when you hear of a king who wants and deserves your worship, do you want to get rid of him? Do you want to push him out of your life? Do you want to have nothing to do with him? For we live in a world where the light wants to be distinguished by the darkness. Are you a bit like Herod? Or are you a bit like the wise men who have come to worship him? What will 2021 look like if you put worship of Jesus top of your list? Well, I've got some suggestions. Number one is read the Bible. Well, that's what the wise men knew. That's what they asked these teachers of the law. Read the Bible. Bible study notes. Here's one, Reading Between the Lines by Glenn Scrivener. There's loads of Bible study notes that are great. If you don't want to spend any money and want one instantly, turn on your phone and download the Bible app. It's a great way of you to read the Bible. Why don't you join me next year as I read the whole Bible in 1 year? It's really easy to do. It takes 20 minutes, maybe a half an hour every day. It's tough, but actually, why don't you read the Bible in a whole year? Commit yourself to knowing the Bible, knowing the prophecies, knowing all that Jesus has come to fulfill. What about prayer? A life of worship of Jesus would mean that you would pray lots. Again, if you've got a phone, have you come across Prayer Mate? You put in your family, your friends. It gives you Bible passages. And actually, it's a great way daily just to remember to pray for people. And you can do it on the bus. You could do it wherever you are or at home because you're isolating. What would a world of worship look like for you? Committing to gathering together in person or online, making sure that you make it to church and you're fed every week. A world of worship as we gaze on this Jesus. Just some ways, last of all, Life Explored. If you don't know the good news of the Bible, Life Explored in 7 weeks takes you from Genesis all the way to Revelation, and it focuses on who Jesus is and why he is so amazing and how he fulfills the whole of the Bible. Well, let's think about how we can be wise, or we can be like Herod. And let's ask for God's help that we err on the side of the wise men, not of Herod. Let's put our hands together and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are here with us. And we thank you for the example of the wise men, foreigners. We don't expect them to worship the child, and yet they do. They travel, they drop everything, and they follow that star. We thank you for their example. Help us to do that in 2021, that we would worship King Jesus each and every day of our lives, and guard our hearts against Herod and our Herod-like tendencies that want to push out Jesus from our lives, that wants to have nothing to do with him. Guard our hearts against him and those tendencies. We ask for your help in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. I agree, amen. Well, that's it. I've got to find out where these wise men have gone. I'll see you later. Bye-bye, everybody.